Recently on Best in Show Radio.
Welcome!
And just like that, a hearty stark to you. I mean, hearty good evening to you on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears is a place to be in magical wonderland, fantasy, cavalcade. It's Best in Show. It's a radio program without a radio. Just like internet. Hang out with us, you know? Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Hear Us Talk. I know you probably missed us. You probably don't know who we are. My name's Chris. I'm going to be here hanging out with you on this fine program for at least 2 hours. Actually, maybe an hour and 40 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. We'll see what happens. We might just abandon this whole thing. You know, pull the ejector seats, it's not the ejector seat. What do you call that thing? When you the escape hatch. I might pull the escape hatch. Luckily, my escape hatch is right next to me, and he saves me all the time. His name's Keith.
I'm escaping right now.
Oh, sorry.
Hearty stalk. A hearty stalk to you.
Yeah, hearty stalk to you as well. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little
preoccupied with your draft.
With the draft, that just nothing went right. Nothing went right from the beginning, and
shouldn't pick a Mookie Wilson in 2012.
I should have. That was the problem.
Oh, that would have been an improvement over what you've done.
And then I remembered to do all the other stuff, like tweet about the show. And
Can I point out, it shouldn't be Mookie Wilson. It should be Mookie, right?
Should always be that.
He's a Mook. He's not a Mook. Right?
Mook.
Right, Mookie. Awesome.
Mook.
So like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were going to do a show.
I'm James.
There's a point to what I was saying.
No, it had
to
there
do,
is not.
It had to do with introducing
Absolutely
it.
Not.
And at that time, in New York sports, Jeremy Lin had just burst onto the scene as being the new point guard for the Knicks. It was this big thing. Jeremy Lin was here, and he was revitalizing the Knicks organization. And 3 weeks ago, my plan when we came out to the show was to introduce our producer, writing the ship, making everything perfect, the Jeremy Lin of Best in Show. It's James. What's up? It doesn't apply anymore because at this point, no one cares about Jeremy Lin anymore. Granted, he's fine and he's a terrific player and everything, but like the sensation, the Lin sanity has subsided, so I can't do it. So it's James. What's up, buddy?
So I've subsided, huh?
No, you haven't. That's why it's not fitting. You are still a raging inferno of all sorts of magic.
Dynamite.
Right. All right. The dynamite of the New York Knicks organization. It's James. What's up, buddy?
Blown it up.
TNT.
Exactly.
The NBA Network.
That's true, isn't it?
Awesome. Comedy Central.
I'm the Craig Sager of the TV of the show.
You're the Carl Sagan of the TV show.
That's even better.
Awesome. So what's going on, fellas? You guys okay?
No, I'm not. I'm preoccupied.
You got a draft? You got to worry about it? I'm saying, well, how far into the draft are you?
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. I don't have a connection anymore. I'm just mad because when I lost connection when I was about to draft somebody.
So you don't have connection. You keep turning and looking at your phone, waiting over and over again. Because I've watched.
No,
you...
now I have my topics there, and I'm trying to tweet and let everyone know the show's on.
Yeah, don't even worry.
Well, we have Wi-Fi. I could have given you the Wi-Fi.
People are not going to be listening to the show live.
That would have been good.
Yes, or you could have used one of the four computers we're surrounded with.
That would have been good too.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about any of that because no one is listening to this show live. Just our truest friends, our friend BIS God and Eric Ryan. They're here like champions. They want to hang out with their buddies, and we want to hang out with them. Everybody else will get it on download, or they'll just ignore this. It's fine. It's a terrific thing. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk. If either one of you two guys wants a call, and I'm going to guess BIS Scott does not want to call internationally, 347-467-1247-347-467-1BIS. That will be the phone number. It's flashing on your screen, but I'm going to warn you in advance, we were having phone problems right before the phone show started, so if you call, you're going to hear yourself and us.
It's no, they won't.
Okay. It's just me.
Yes.
It's fine. But yeah, we took some time off. Not intentionally. It wasn't a planned hiatus. It wasn't a planned vacation. I ran into some problems with work for a couple of weeks. We had a problem with our venue for one of the weeks. Though to be quite honest, that same night I also worked late. I would have yanked myself out and like walked in the door at 7:50 if needed be. But it didn't turn out that way.
I had something on one of the nights. I don't remember which one, but I think you had work anyway too.
Yeah. Three weeks ago I had work. Then 2 weeks ago I had work, and then last week I had work, but I would have barely made it, and we didn't have the room. But that's fine. It works out. Everything is terrific, and I'm not going to lie to you. I enjoyed the time away. We did what, four shows back, three shows back, maybe.
No, we were like six.
We really
six or seven.
Back?
Six or seven, I think.
Doesn't seem
that many. I didn't realize
we did all of January, most of February.
And our friend Van from Alabama is here as well, by the way. So maybe we do have some live friends that do love us. Our buddy Van is here as well. I didn't think we did nearly that many shows. Whatever it was, I'm not saying I'm disinterested in doing the show anymore. This isn't 2010 about to quit the show, Chris talking. But I have enjoyed the time away. I'm in a state. I'm in a tizzy. I'm in a funk that I'm enjoying going home, locking the doors and closing my eyes and hating my existence. And the idea of going out and performing, going to perform and thinking like, hey, I'm going to try and be funny. Not really at the top of my agenda. Not really at the top of my even list of feelings like something I'm capable of doing. Luckily, you guys are here, and you'll take care of that for me.
So can you drop me off when we go now?
Nope. No, I'm not leaving the show. Eric Ryan in the chat room. I'm not leaving the show by any means. Nothing like that. I'm, as I said on our last program, episode 262, which is just about a month ago now, I'm going through some changes in my personal life. I've moved out of my home with my soon-to-be ex-wife and my daughter, and it scrambled my brain something pretty good. So I'm not my usual jovial self. I'm not miserable. I'm not my usual miserable self. but I'm not. It's put a damper on my mood, and it's made me kind of. I've got to stop playing with a pen before I.
It's made you soggy.
A little dank. A little damp. A little
moist.
I don't know if lubricated. I'd say lubricated, not quite moist, but yeah. And I'm just not feeling things. I don't want to go out so much. I don't want to really do anything. And the thing is now I'm in the prime of my life. Wait, no, I'm not in the prime of my life, but I have all the freedom in the world. I could be going out. I could be partying every night. Don't have an interest. Don't care. I go home to my studio apartment and I like to sit there. That's what I like to do. Relax.
When I moved out of my home in the divorce process, I read a lot of books.
I've been reading Sentimental Education by Gustave Flaubert, and it's really not something that a person that is questioning life should be reading. It's just awful. But that's
what's it called?
The Sentimental Education, L'Education Sentimentale.
Are you reading it in French?
I am not reading it in French. I thought about reading it in French. I'm going to read it. I think I'm going to read it in English and then try and read it in French.
How can you just try to read something in French?
You can read the words but not understand it.
I sort of speak French. I'm not fully fluent, but I'm.
Is that because you were born in Germany?
Yes, that's exactly why. No, I took high school French, And I took it kind of seriously, and even afterwards, I actually kept up with it and practiced. And so I think I can hold a conversation with a French person if they spoke not too quickly.
I still see your French teacher every now and again.
Which one, Madame Penfilo or Madame Berthe?
Oui, Penfilo. Yeah.
Les yeux sans visage.
What?
Les yeux sans visage.
Je sans visage.
S-A-N.
S-A-N, the something face?
Eyes without a face.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was all right.
Next week, French quiz.
Perfect. Yeah, we're no longer doing word nerd. I'm going to do French lessons every week.
How do you say exciting. Word nerd in French?
Nerd? I don't know.
Nerd, that's actually correct.
I never learned the word nerd. I'd have to look into that. But I would be interested in trying to read it in French after I read it in English.
You had high school French class and no one was calling anyone a nerd in French.
I know, it's weird, right? Le nerd. That's what they would say. Eric Ryan is predicting, by the way, that I'm gonna bail out entirely, and this is gonna be the Keith show by the summer. It's gonna be 2 hours of Tears for Fears and Flock of Seagulls, and that's it. It's Sunday school all over.
No, the Mets.
Oh, that's true. Hey, don't worry, I'm not quitting, guys. I'm not quitting on the show. I might quit on life, but not the show. I'll be here for the show week in and week out, regardless.
I'm just gonna sit there though and not say anything.
I mean, or an urn of ashes will be here week in and week out. That's all. No, I'm obviously being a bit melodramatic. I'm just saying, you know, I'm in a funk. It's going to be fine. Everything's going to work out. Moving into a new place is just weird. Moving out of my, moving away from my kid is really screwing with my head. It's pretty rough. And trying to plan out a divorce with mediation with someone that hates me at the same time, not so pleasant. It's not been a good run. I haven't been enjoying myself. I have lots of headaches all around. Headaches abound, but that's fine. I don't want this to be the wah 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 hour or 2 hours. It is what it is. But I have enjoyed the time away from the show. I've enjoyed feeling like I could just be sequestered to be hibernating, and that's where I've been.
So how's that apartment of yours?
Oh my God. The Miz is suggesting I should develop a mescaline habit to pass the time, by the way. Not a bad idea.
Develop
bad idea.
Or improve upon.
Right. Hone my skills. I'll hone them.
The salad, though.
Right. Yeah, obviously. What could she be talking about? What could she be talking about is what I said.
You said, what could Shoop be talking about?
That may be. What could
is that French?
What could that Shoop song by Salt-N-Pepa be talking about? My apartment, me house, is really, really odd. It's really weird. I live in a not so good neighborhood of Staten Island. Not a terrible. I live on the fringe of the worst neighborhood on Staten Island, but I'm on the fringe of it, which is borderline like a little hipster beatnik area of the island is where I'm at. That said, I'm like a block away from the criminal court, and there are just gangsters and thugs all over the place, hence why I'm wearing my do-rag tonight, because I need to fit in when I get home. So it's not a great...
You fit right in.
Yeah, it's not a good neighborhood. It's my place itself is really small. I go to the bathroom, cook, and sleep all in the same position. I could lay in my bed and cook and pee all at the same time and shower. It's a really tiny place. I don't know what the square footage is. I think like one square foot.
About the same as my former apartment minus the bedroom.
No, a little smaller.
Than the living room area?
Yep.
Because I used to just sit in my chair and
yep.
and use the sink.
Yeah, you haven't been by yet. It's tiny. I have enough room for a table. Maybe, you know, maybe it's about the size of that. It's maybe about the size of that. A little smaller, a little bigger, about that. It's tiny. It's awful. It's awful depressing.
But it's really all about how you use your apartment.
What do you mean?
It's not the size of it.
That's true. Yeah. And I have been getting obsessive, more so than I already was. With like doing things, like I get into routines, I do my things, I have to make sure that I fold certain things, and I basically get home every night and clean and then go to sleep.
What about the dishes? Are you still doing like
my dishes? Yeah. There will never be a dish in my sink ever. If it goes in the sink, it gets cleaned immediately and it gets right the hell out of there. Can't be bothered with it. And that's what I spend a lot of my time doing. And then I Clorox the sink and then Clorox the floors. I'm obsessive.
How is it in a building or a house?
House. Private house. Private house. Oh yeah.
Good neighbors?
My landlord's nice.
He lives there?
She lives upstairs. She's really nice. She's a crazy cat lady, though. So there's some weirdness there.
I think we talked about this.
Yeah, she's okay. I mean, like, she's not bad. She's nice. I mean, she's offered me a great deal. I'm in a good place. I've got a decent setup. I've got no quarrels with her. She's a little bit. I totally just cut my hand under the table. She's a little tchotchke collection-y, if that makes any sense.
Cats. I mean, like
those two.
She's a hoarder.
My backyard looks kind of like a junkyard, but of pretty things. It's a huge backyard, and it's totally cluttered with madness. Every day I come home, there's a new sort of planter or thing on the stairs that I walk down to get to my to the door to my apartment.
Like an obstacle course.
Yep. Okay. And I the hours that I work, I generally get home like 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. And it's always exciting when the floodlight flashes on my face. Like we have a sensor floodlight there and it flashes on my face. And I see, oh, good thing that came on because I would be dead if not. Because suddenly there are three new plants that for some reason are across the stairs. Like, oh, okay, cool. I'm supposed to hurdle the third step. I didn't realize that.
Everything smell all right there?
Yeah, everything smells fine. Despite the fact that there are 115,000 cats that come over to me when I go outside to smoke because I won't smoke in the apartment.
They're all hanging around outside.
Yeah, and they all come over, like they come talk to me, and it's like, yeah, get out of here, dude. I can't be bothered with this. But they all just want to be friends.
You're a pussy magnet.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently I am. It's disgusting. It's filthy. I'm repulsed by the whole thing. But yeah, it's nice.
Life's good.
All in all, everything's great. Super dandy. Yeah, the big thing that I've been dealing with a lot of is when you move into a place and you don't realize all the stuff that you had in the past that you don't have, and you discover all the new things you have to buy again. Like I went, like when I first moved in that first night, like I went to like Target and stuff, and I got like a garbage can and like all the things around the house that I think I need. You don't realize the things that you think you need or that you don't think you need that you don't have.
A lot.
It's so awesome to, and granted, I've adjusted my diet pretty dramatically over the past month, so I've kind of pretty much cut sugar out of my diet for the most part. I'm not saying that things that contain sugar I don't eat, but I don't put sugar in anything. And I've noticed, I had a guest over the house last week that wanted a cup of coffee while I was at the house. And
cats drink coffee?
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's weird. And as for sugar, I don't have any. I don't have sugar.
Funny. People ask for coffee at my place, and I don't have coffee.
Yeah, I have coffee. I mean, I drink coffee fairly regularly. And I don't have sugar. I don't have a lot of spices, like salt.
Sucre.
I had to go buy salt. I haven't bought salt in forever because I have a huge, at my old place, I have a huge, giant 5-pound thing of salt that I had. I had to go buy salt. And I just, all these things you don't realize that you don't have anymore. If I clog a toilet, I don't got a plunger.
Well, I was going to ask you.
Use your fist.
Do you find yourself going out to like that, the home, there's a Home Depot near you, right?
Yes, there
very
is.
Close. Is that an all-night Home Depot, though?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
The other one is.
The other one is. Okay. Do you find yourself going out late?
Close at 11. Used to be 24 hours. Close at 11.
Maybe Lowe's is 24 hours. Still.
That could be it. That could be. Yeah. If that's the case, I'll go there after the show time because I don't have a shower head that I want. Like, I have a shower
head. I don't have a shower head
that I want. No, like, I need my shower head to be on the hose so I could take it down and put it in my butt and, like, spray things all over the place. I don't like when the shower head's just on the wall and nothing you don't realize, like, one of the luxuries you're used to. I just have a shower head on the wall, and I feel like I can't clean myself proper like that. I feel like I don't get the proper water every place it needs to be.
You're on a hose,
I might have one
sink.
I'm never going to use. I have to look and see.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go tonight. Now that I know Lowe's is open 24 hours, I've gone to like 6 different places. It's just the hours that I work, I never get to go to a place when regular hardware stores are open. So I haven't had a chance to buy it yet. Like I've tried to go to Duane Reade and CVS and supermarkets trying to buy a shower head.
See, that's weird. That's that important to you to go tonight? Because you're just sitting here saying how bad you just want to go home and
be able to shower.
But you could still shower.
Yeah, no, but not pleasurably.
Sponge bath.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. Like I have all the amenities as far as soaps and loofahs and things like that.
I have that shower caddy for you if you want it.
Sure, I'll take it. I'll take two of them. I actually do need a shower caddy. Something I need. Like I said, the things you don't realize you need. I went to Costco last week, loaded up on a bunch of stuff that I needed, get home. I don't own a can opener. I have tons of things in cans.
Yeah, those things are annoying.
I have things in cans. I can't eat them.
Corkscrew. You don't drink wine really, but
I realized this weekend that I did not have a corkscrew. Luckily,
the cat had one.
I can't remember the kind of wine that I'm drinking.
Screw cap.
It's screw cap, but I'm trying to think what kind of wine it is. It's dry. It's French. Help me out. It's fruity.
Le Gisson Visage?
Yes.
Wine without a face. I think it's cool.
Yeah. I can't think what the hell the wine is called. You know wines. It's a white wine.
A screw cap?
Don't worry about this. I'm not talking about the brand. I'm talking about the type of wine, like Chardonnay.
Oh, Chardonnay, Pinot Grigio.
Lesser popular one.
Pinot Noir.
Nope, it's not a Pinot. It's one word. It's French and California.
Moscato? Is it sweet?
There's sweet ones and there are French ones.
Cabernet.
Nope.
That's red.
It's white. I'll remember in like 20 minutes.
A Sauvignon Blanc?
Nope.
No.
One word.
Shiraz?
Nope.
Red.
Nope.
That's red.
I mean, it could be. It's nope, not the thing I'm looking for.
It's also not French and from California.
They do dessert ones and they do dinner ones. And they're dry Alsatian Riesling. Riesling. I've been drinking Rieslings. The Riesling I bought this weekend was a screw.
They're mostly German Rieslings.
Was a screw cap. Not mostly. Alsatian Rieslings are the dry, nice ones. It's nice. And that's what I've been drinking. Drink some of those. Drink some beers. Some Natty Lights like a classy gentleman. And I've been drinking a whiskey. I've been drinking a lot of whiskey lately.
What kind?
Jameson. Like a frat boy. That's what I do. I drink shots of Jameson and beer and wine.
Evan Williams bourbon is good.
Not familiar.
You should be.
I don't
it's
drink.
Cheap.
I don't like bourbon, I don't think.
You should.
Okay.
You do now.
Okay, I love it. My new favorite. My new favorite here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Thing you do through here is place to be, Magical Wonderland, Fantasy Cavalcade. Actually, the thing you do the place to be is here is talk, not Best in Show. I don't know how to do this anymore. I don't do anything anymore. Let's see. So I got into my my landlord. I got into my space. I got into my things I don't have. It's what else? What else? I'm also an insomniac now. Don't sleep.
See, that's what I think. That's what I think is at the root of you wanting to go to Lowe's tonight. That's what I was going to ask you if you've been sleeping.
Nope.
Not to psychoanalyze you on the air, but
you can.
When you said,
cause God forbid, because people don't want to hear how the people that they're listening to are crazy. That's not something they want to hear ever.
Not that they don't want to hear it, but. I just when you first said that, when you said I'm gonna go there tonight, I envisioned you just not wanting to go and sit up awake and looking for a reason to.
I actually like being in the place, despite you know how I'm painting the picture. I actually like being there.
But it may remind you that like I have to work tomorrow, but here I am sitting up like unable to fall asleep.
I stare at my ceiling for
TV?
Hours. I don't do TV.
Do you have one?
Yep.
Cable.
Yep.
You got files. All that in?
Yeah, it's all done. So I got that, and I got everything, you know, my computer TV. It's all, you know, right in the same place, obviously. They're right next to each other, my computer screen and my TV screen. And I've got tons of stuff to watch if I want to. I generally don't. I go home, I'll cook something if I'm going to eat, which I haven't been doing a lot of that lately either.
Eating or cooking?
I've been cooking. I've been cooking a lot and bringing food to work and throwing it in the garbage at work. Yeah, I haven't been eating. I'm not at my slenderest over the past couple of years, but I'm down about somewhere between 20 and 25 pounds over the past month. I've stopped eating. I drink and I don't sleep.
So you're on like a health kick.
This is the most, honestly.
And you smoke again.
And I smoke again full time. Hardcore too. I'm a dummy. I'm to the point that I'm smoking like a pack and a half a day again.
Good way to save money.
Yeah, obviously. Saving money. I'm not worried about saving money. Why would I care about saving money? I'm only paying rent for two different apartments at the same time. Why would I need to save money? Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's exciting. So, no, I'm not watching a lot of TV. Like I said, I come home, I'll cook, I'll clean, and I go to sleep. That's what I do. Went to the laundromat last night. Things like that. Fun stuff.
Did you find a good laundromat around you?
Nope.
You going to the same one?
Yep. Yeah, I go to the one back in my old neighborhood. That's where I like to go. That's where I went last night. Apparently, my landlord's going to let me use her washing machine one day a week. We haven't scheduled it out yet. I haven't really spoken to her since I
made the rent. You have to speak to the cat and work it out.
Yes, we got it.
Iron out the details.
I have to work it out with him, with Mr. Wiggles. We have to figure out what day it works.
She has really has a lot of cats.
Yeah, seven. Seven cats.
I think my mother has nine.
Okay, your mom's a cat lady.
Yeah.
I like your mom plenty. I don't mean that insultingly, but she's a cat lady. I should introduce her to my landlord. They could be friends. Talk about cats. I'm being asked in the chat room if there's an update on Bloody Cum. Sort of.
Is that your new band?
Yeah, they're gonna be playing Lemours on Tuesday. It's gonna be heavy as hell. if my general demeanor has not pointed it out, my desire to actually masturbate, gone. I have not masturbated in forever, so I don't know for a fact that my blood-charged semen is still there, but the last time that I did pleasure myself, it most certainly was. It's been weeks, probably close to a month since I've done anything like that. So I don't know. I can only assume. So yeah, I don't know. My follow-up doctor's appointment is next Monday. So next Monday night, I'll be able to give you the update on what they say. Next one's that's the serious one.
But you're gonna have to actually rub one out before you go see the doctor, aren't you?
Do I?
Well, he's gonna ask you how's it been going.
I'm gonna say I don't know. I don't know. I'm scared. I'm not going to be able to do that. I can't imagine I'm going to be able to do that. I have no interest whatsoever. Don't care.
What if he asks you to do it? He's going to leave the room for a little while.
No, stay here with me, bro. help me out.
Whisper.
Looks like you have soft hands.
Yeah. So next Monday's Best in Show, I will be fresh from a full rectal examination, a sonogram of my balls, blood work, all that good stuff. So I can't give you any specifics. I'm going to guess I'm still in trouble because the last time that I did handle myself, it was well after you don't like blood?
This is the part of the show where I cringe.
What? What's wrong about a guy that comes blood? That makes you feel bad?
Just shooting out ketchup all over the place.
Yeah, you just made it worse for Keith. He hates that stuff.
Do you like ketchup, Keith?
Ketchup and mayonnaise together.
It really is. It's like a French dressing. I love it.
It's like a Big Mac.
I'm starving. I'm so hungry right now. So I'm going to assume the last time that I did handle business for myself, it was as the kids say, a bloody mess. It was like a stuck pig the last time that anything happened. So I just
but when you pee, you don't notice anything.
No, because it's not in. It's barely not in my urine. It's white blood cells in my urine. The red blood cells seem to only be in my skeet. nothing to do with my urine. So unfortunately, I don't have much to offer on that.
When you last told us about it, it was a month ago, just about.
Yep.
Because that was 4 weeks ago.
Yep.
The reason you haven't found out yet, is it because...
My follow-up appointment was scheduled for this Thursday, the 22nd, and I rescheduled it this morning for Monday instead.
So it was supposed to at least be scheduled a month away then?
No, they had no other appointments.
Oh, okay. He scheduled... So they don't care what blood's coming from.
Yeah, he said 2 to 3 weeks. They scheduled me for 4 weeks later, and because of some things I have going on at work this week, I can't work on Thursday, or I can't go to the doctor's appointment on Thursday, so I rescheduled it for Monday. I'll find out. I'll get my ass probed on Monday at 3 p.m., and then...
You get put away for that? I mean...
Yeah, I get put away. I get locked up. I'm a felon as a result of it.
Sodomy is a crime.
Yeah, it is. It is in most states. So when you and I are traveling to the show together, I'm going to ask you to wipe the Astroglide off of me. Because it's really... It's just...
Oh, it's Monday? It's next Monday? Is that what you said?
Next Monday. I will be uncomfortable sitting next to you as we commute to the show together.
So that's why you said you'll be coming from it.
Coming.
I'm still in the...
Coming. I see what you did there. It's funny. Punny. It's witty.
I'm still stuck in my draft.
It's okay.
All right, well...
Who was your last pick?
Wilson Ramos. Fresh from his ordeal. His kidnapping ordeal. He was kidnapped. The Washington Nationals catcher was kidnapped in Venezuela this year.
By
his countrymates.
That's his only relation to him, his country mateness?
Yes.
Okay, so he didn't know that.
Yeah, just some random guys in Venezuela kidnapped him for ransom.
Because they knew he was a popular ball player.
Exactly. Usually they kidnap family members, but...
I should follow the news and learn about this stuff. But he's here.
We have friends that always claim they want to move to Venezuela because everything's so great there, apparently, but I guess...
Who do we know that wants to move to Venezuela?
I've heard it said by a few people we know.
Name 8 people.
Just 8 random people that have nothing to do with what I'm saying.
Right.
There's nice waterfalls there.
Disgusting. I actually love a waterfall, but no, I wouldn't.
It's the highest waterfall on the planet. Angel Falls. Look it up.
I no need.
You can get a.
You said it.
You can get a $5 steak.
Much like Vince Pizzuti, you said it. I believe it. That settles it. I have no reason to fact check you. I'm ready to go.
What is? I don't understand a $5 steak. What does that mean? Is that good?
I don't know.
You mean? Okay. Fair enough. You might as well be on the tourism board.
Well, neither one of you can eat a steak anyway.
That's true.
Nope.
I'll eat a waterfall.
I'm not eating anything anymore.
That's true.
I'm not eating anything anymore. I've almost entirely ruled out the dairy in my life now. I'm not quite vegan. I'm still dealing with the eggs, but I've gotten the
fish done.
No, I eat that. I eat that.
I'm
vegan.
So you've gone from calling yourself a vegetarian but still eating fish. Now you're going to call yourself vegan and still eat fish
and eggs.
But fish are kind of not like food. They're not animals. They don't count.
You guys want some vegan lobster?
That's true. I actually do love.
It's made of real lobster.
I do love some.
A little bit of pancetta on the side.
All right, you know what? I'm going to quit the fish. Just cause,
so weird.
Just because you said
you're
that.
You're a weirdo.
Just because you said that. You've got it in my head. I'm going to quit the fish. I'm done with the fish.
I did have a new fish sandwich from White Castle last week. Wasn't too bad.
I'm a big fan of a fish. I love the taste of them. But you know what? You're right. If I'm ruling out the dairy, why am I not stopping with the fish?
Because it's delicious and full of
shrimp. Do shrimp count?
Yes.
They look little cockroaches.
They count.
Cockroaches.
So do mussels.
So do cockroaches, by the way. So if you see any.
Don't eat them. don't scoop them. Go, delish. I haven't had mussels in a long, long time. I haven't had mussels in a very long time. But shrimp, I eat a lot of shrimp.
Your muscle joint's back open.
They serve mussels again?
Same cook.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I was supposed to go. I actually told a couple people that I was going to be there. What's it called now?
120 Bay Cafe.
The 120 Bay Cafe.
Wait. So you told someone you were going to go, and then you didn't?
Yep.
Wow.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, very weird.
I've never done that before. Yes. It was an odd coming out thing. Actually, our friend who used to waitress there.
Yeah, I saw her there.
She texted me, and I said, yep, I'll definitely see you. I'll come by later.
That's how I went there the night before on a whim, because I was driving past, so it was open. And the kitchen was closed by the time I got there.
Yeah, she texted me saying, yeah, a bunch of us are going to be there tonight. You should come by. And I said, I'll definitely see you. And then when I got home from work, I just wanted to go home and lay in my bed.
It's free food and free drinks for a while.
No one told me that part.
I did.
Oh.
I sent you a text while I was there.
Yeah. I saw the text the next day.
They were given
but...
big plastic cups. Yes, for a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. Filled to the top.
Solo, you're signaling with your fingers that it's Largo.
Yes.
Yeah. So 120 Bay Cafe, maybe I'll have to check that place out. Is there a friend of ours runs that place? Eddie?
Yes.
Say that?
Yes.
Friend Eddie's place? Good.
And it opened up late because later than anticipated, because he's in the midst of opening up a Denoy across the street from Smith & Wolensky's in Manhattan.
Get out of here.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Was it 46th and 9th or 49th and 6th? Something like that.
No,
in the 40s.
No, not 6th. It's on Park.
It's in the 40s.
Smith, yeah. It's 40. No, it's higher than that. It's 49th or 50th and Park.
Right across the street.
It's right by the Maserati dealership.
That's where I buy all my Maseratis.
Yeah, it's a really high rent area. That's good for him, man.
He got a real good deal on the rent. That's why he's doing it.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really expensive area. Good for him.
Denoy's pretty good restaurant. So.
Oh, good for him. I wish him all the luck in the world, and I will wish him all the luck in the world at the 120 Bay Cafe. Maybe I'll swing by his new Denoy because it's not too far from where I work, and I'll enjoy some. Do they have any non-fish dishes there, Keith?
Hot pasta.
Okay. Hot. Well, pasta made with dairy, though.
Potato gnocchi.
Okay. I love a gnocchi. I love a gnocchi, something awful.
Mussels are basically like sucking a fish out of a shell, right?
Yep.
But it's not a fish. It's like a little weird slimy thing.
Yeah, it's a fish.
Is it like a clam or?
Yeah, it's exactly like a clam, except it's a mussel.
You know what I wish they made? A version of those frozen breaded clams without the clam in it.
Like so you want baked, clams? Casino. You want baked oregano?
Yeah, whatever that breading is, that's what I want.
Breadcrumbs. Well, do you want the one with the bacon or without the bacon?
Without bacon.
Okay, so you want baked oregano.
That's breadcrumbs?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, breadcrumbs and
there's some cheese in there. It's not vegan. You going to be okay?
Just put some lemon on some breadcrumbs and toast it.
One thing at a time. I'm trying to stop the
eggs. You've never heard the term oregano before?
I did. I don't know what it meant, though.
Yeah, like you can get artichokes oregano. Like you can get a lot of things oregano without it being clams if you don't want to eat fish.
It's like oregonomics.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. V-O-O-D-O-O economics. Sorry. Yeah, you can do lots of things oregano.
Fish.
I was going to say, yeah, fish. Usually I do a mean tilapia oregano. No, I still do it. I just won't eat it. Still make it on a bed of spinach. Nice.
Do you go cook steaks and then throw them out?
No.
Smells delicious. It's like an incense.
There are people in my life. Oh, don't get me started on incense. I'll get there in a minute. But there are people in my life that eat meat. My daughter eats the hell out of meat. I made my daughter rub a pepper steak with rice yesterday. Doesn't mean I'm eating it, but that's what she eats. I'm not going to try and force my poor little 7-year-old kid, almost 8-year-old kid, to not eat meat. Just because daddy's crazy doesn't mean that she has to be too. Not yet. I'm going to give her nothing but beans and grains in like a year.
Especially confuse the hell out of her. She'll be going, wait, so why are we eating fish?
No, the fish is done. I'm telling you. What's today's date? March 19th, 2012. I'm done with fish. I feel like you've challenged my authority as a human, and I'm going to stop with the fish. I'm officially done with fish. Thank you.
Ooh, no white clam pie anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a white clam pie anyway. There's cheese on it. I've been doing just vegan cheese for about 3 weeks now.
Have you found a good one?
Daya is pretty good.
I bought that, but it went bad in my refrigerator. I never opened it.
That's not good. Don't eat that one. Yeah, no, Daya.
Is it soy-based or is it almond-based?
I think it's soy-based. To be honest, I don't the vegan pizzeria that I like on 2nd Avenue in Manhattan called Viva Herbal, they use Daya there, and it's pretty awesome. It's pretty fantastic. They're surprisingly, not a lot of places in New York that do vegan pizza. It's like maybe three.
You know what? There's not a lot of places. There's not as many vegetarian or vegan restaurants in New York City as you would think.
There's lots of restaurants. There's more restaurants. Well, not as many as you would think, true. But there are a lot of vegan restaurants. But like fast food vegan doesn't exist too much. I would have thought there would have been a lot more vegan pizza joints.
Fast food vegetarian even. Besides, I guess.
You got right across the street from here.
But that's not fast food. That's a market.
But they have a full lunch buffet.
I agree.
Full spread. Fast. That's food.
For those of you that want to come to Staten Island, Taste Buds on Highland Boulevard, it's awesome. It's terrific. That's where I bought my Daya this week.
Yeah, it's a vegan and a raw bar. Right. That's every day.
Yeah, and I got that's where I got my bread from, too. I'm now eating Ezekiel bread. I'm done with breads with eggs in it.
Whole Foods is good for that.
Yeah, I still, to this date, haven't been into Whole Foods.
Really? You should. If you're going to really – that, because they have everything marked, vegetarian, vegan.
Yeah.
You know? And, I mean, you can kind of tell anyway when you look at, like, you know.
I'm trying to think what I'm going to do with all those cans of tuna that I bought, that I just got a can opener for.
You have a lot of cats, you said, right?
Make the ultimate tuna tonight.
That my bag is right across the room. I have my new can opener I bought today. One of the things like, in the list of was like, oh, things you don't realize you have. I didn't have my can opener. I bought my can opener today. I got finally open up my tuna cans. Now I'm not eating it.
Are you going just dietary, or are you going to forego leather and suede?
I'm not going to stop wearing the stuff that I own, but I probably won't buy leather or suede anymore.
Does that affect your name?
No, I am still Jack Suede forever.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but when's the last time? I actually do need to buy shoes. I feel like I want to buy a bunch of new shoes. I want to revamp my entire life. I need to keep distracting myself with these I have to preoccupy myself with things to make myself feel okay. And like I want to get all new clothes. I want to get all new shoes. I got to get like those plastic fake leather shoes. Because I feel like wearing Doc Martens all the time, I feel like I'm 16 years old. I feel like a baby.
I'm at the hardcore show. Yay, look at me.
I don't want to wear those.
Don't go to Payless. They're expensive.
I won't. That's really
DSW.
Okay.
DSW.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but they sell a lot of shoes.
Something Shoe Warehouse.
Yes. Okay, I don't know nothing
domestic
about it. Okay.
Probably.
Shoe Warehouse.
I'll check them out.
Discount Shoe Warehouse.
There you go.
There well, you go.
I want to get myself some nice, like I want to get myself a pair of adult brown shoes, a pair of adult black shoes. And I think that's good. I think that's what I need to do.
You can do it there.
I've moved on. Like I said, a few weeks back, or like a month and a half back on the show, like I've stopped with the white socks.
Nice.
Now I'm moved. I got to start moving away from Doc Martens and sneakers, because that's all I have. All I own are Doc Martens, or I have one pair of high tops that I wear, and that's it.
I like these black. I'm not going to show them, but I like old black sneakers that you could get away with wearing at work.
Okay.
Those types. I actually bought the other day. I bought sneakers and shoes, and the shoes actually I wore once. My plan was to wear the sneakers and then, you know, change into the shoes at work, put the sneakers back on for lunch, and change back, whatever. And these shoes have now just been sitting in my locker at work.
I feel like you got to move on to a nice, comfortable pair of shoes that you don't feel the need to change from.
The shoes I'm wearing right now are from DSW. Yeah.
A nice, comfortable pair of shoes that you enjoy.
But I walk a lot. Those are
desert boots. No, they're not desert boots. Oh, those are good-looking shoes.
Like Clarks.
You think they're good if you did a lot of walking?
Shoes. Yes.
But do you think they'd be good if you did a lot of walking?
He does walk.
I walk every day for lunch, about a two-mile walk.
Oh, so you do. Okay.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah, I think I almost want slip-ons. I want slip-ons
are great, especially just because I have a Japanese girlfriend, and every time I go to a house, it's just easy to kind of whenever
slip
I have to go
them on and off,
in and out every time. Yeah,
nice.
And it keeps me from having to bend over and untie my shoes, which at this point becomes annoying. So
yeah, I gotta.
That's why I go through.
I don't like how they look,
rip them off.
But they're very convenient.
Oh, see, now you got me questioning myself. I gotta.
You gotta try them on.
That's my next step in my life is proper shoes, and I gotta get more clothes.
Find a 24-hour shoe store tonight.
You know what? Maybe Lowe's. Does Lowe's sell shoes?
Kohl's? Is Kohl's 24 hours?
I hope so. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be out. I'm partying tonight. Shoes, shower heads, all that. I just want to wear nothing but black jeans everywhere, too. That's my new thing. I just want to start wearing dark pants. I'm going to revamp my entire life.
Suits.
Changing it all. I'm not that. Although I could go for a nice tailored.
You have one, at least.
I have two. But a nice one, like a nice Brooks Brothers suit, you think? I just go all out and just go and just get one nasty, delicious suit.
I have one of those.
I've been eyeing some Brooks Brothers tailored shirts. I've been looking into that.
All my button-up shirts now, I've switched to tailored.
Yeah.
For years, I just wore whatever, I got it.
But the thing is, you're a fit young man. I'm a guy that my weight fluctuates so goddamn much.
And that's why I won't buy any clothes right now, because I'm not going to buy them in this size. Because I don't want to stay the weight I am.
If you watch any picture or watch any video or look at any picture of Best in Show stuff over the past 2 years, 3 years, I've gone from 300 to 180 to I'm like 220 now. Like I'm all over the place.
Yeah, I've gained about 20 pounds in the past year. And my tailored suits are a little bit uncomfortable right now.
Yeah. I've lost a little over 20 pounds in the past month. Like I said, I'm 217 right now.
Yeah, when I was getting divorced, at the start of the process,
uh-huh,
I was 210 pounds.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the process,
10 pounds.
I was 165.
That's great.
Healthy
165 or
two-thirds of it were healthy, and the rest was stress.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not enjoying the process. I'm not enjoying the process, and I haven't even started it yet. Ugh, it's going to be awesome.
I have a feeling your process is going to go a little smoother than mine.
I would imagine.
Yeah, mine took 2 years.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I hope you're right. I hope everything's settled and we move on quickly, but Things don't seem to be so Jim Dandy at the moment. We'll see where it goes. And again, I'm not gonna go into that whole mess. I'll talk about my brain, but I'm not gonna talk about the difficulties. I'm sorry. You okay?
Yeah, I don't know what just happened.
You were listening to me talk, and you got overwhelmed with exhaustion and boredom, and you yawned in my face like a lion. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy the ego stroke. of like five of our friends showing up in the chat room to listen to the show. I like that ego stroke, and that's fine. But when one of my co-hosts just looks at me and yawns in my face, it's great.
I just got overwhelmed with like a wave of tired and weakness all of a sudden.
Understood. I have that effect on people.
Why? Who was your last pick?
Wilson Ramos. I was trying to get Jaya Jurgens and lost connection. I wish I'd known about that Wi-Fi thing a little earlier.
That's okay. But his concern, we would sit in here trying to figure out why the phone didn't work. Which doesn't work. By the way, that phone that doesn't work, don't call it. 347-247-1. It does work. I don't even know what the number is. What the hell's the number?
It's flashing across your screen.
Oh, 347-467-1247. That's 347-467-1BIS. Call it. See how it doesn't work.
Dicks. Prove Chris wrong.
You know, you just reminded me of something weird. The other day, I was leaving my building, and I work later than most people in the building. Only by a half an hour, for the most part. The majority of the people leave at about 5. I work till 5:30. And I have one of them jobs where basically everyone, you know, when it comes time for the minute for them to go, they go.
They'll go and grab a burger together?
I don't know. I actually don't know what they do. They might grab a slice. They might grab some kale, for all I know. Grab some kale? I don't remember what it was. You can go back and find that on bestinshowradio.com. Do we still put the shows up on bestinshowradio.com? And by we, I mean you.
Of course we do. Bestinshowradio.com. When I sit home all insomniac'd out, I take care of all that.
You get the cats to help you.
It's on the download page. Actually, I think you'd hit audio recorded from bestinshowradio.com, and you can download them and enjoy it. I think it was Grab a Slice.
But there was something else. There was whatever it was. Anyway,
grab a lo mein.
yes, that's exactly what it was. Well, so I leave afterwards, and now I kind of look forward to the quieting down of everyone leaving.
Hold on a second here. Eric Ryan just called out that the site needs to be updated. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. We created that site in 2005. Why would it need to be updated? By all means, please update it for us, because it's not happening any other way. I got no time. I'm too busy cleaning.
We got this awesome new app coming, too, as soon as someone decides to do it.
Hell yeah. The movie? The Benson Show movie? It's going to be awesome as soon as someone films it. Sorry, go back to what you're saying, Keith. I just had to address the fact that the site needs to be updated. Sheesh, it's kiddled egg. Yeah, you know what? There needs to be an Eric Ryan show. How about that? Jerk.
Well, as I was leaving, when people leave, you know, it gets really quiet and nice. And I like to actually study. Sometimes I stay late because I'll start studying at work when there's nothing left to do in the day. And instead of just sitting there, I'll start studying. And then I sort of get into it sometimes. And then people leave. And now it's even quieter. Now the building's quiet, you know, for the most part.
I know that.
And
do you have to be out of the building by a certain time?
No, the building is open. The building's open pretty late anyway, so I can.
I'm gonna say 24 hours a day.
There's somebody in there 24 hours a day. They don't function. They stop without going into detail. Obviously, they stop functioning at 1 a.m. for the most part.
Every time you see the word function, I imagine we're in some sort of band. It's
that
FUNK. Sorry.
But yeah, I can pretty much. I probably nobody would even come by and notice I was there. But when it gets quiet, I like to stay there and study, so sometimes I'll leave a little bit later. Sometimes, though, I'll leave out on time, and I'll just notice the difference, and it's just like quiet and dark, and I prefer it. Not that I dislike my coworkers or anything, but I just prefer it to
hate
be
them.
Alone.
Dark?
You actually just said right before the show you hate them.
Are the lights out?
Did I say dark? I didn't mean dark. I don't know why I said that. I meant just quiet. The lights are on for the most part. It's, I don't know.
It just painted this vivid picture in my brain
of that building
of you
in
the
dark.
I almost see
the ending scene, the closing scene of Fight Club, of just in an abandoned building for some reason, waiting for all the explosions to happen. That's what I was imagining. Like, it's just that dark.
I
and
sit
desolate.
There with the gun in my mouth.
Right. Well, why wouldn't you? But that's what I figure.
But the odd thing, and tell me if this is anything you've ever experienced before. All of a sudden, I start feeling sad sometimes when I'm in the building and it's not just in not just for general purposes do I feel sad, but when I'm in the building and now it's on the one hand I'm glad because now I have like peace and quiet to myself, but then it's just something sad about it. I don't know what it is. It's not that I'm sad that people are gone, but
you want to share that peace and quiet with others?
Human beings need other human beings. And when human beings don't have other human beings, there is a sense of sadness to that. The reason why the worst penalty, well, for the most part, other than death, that you can give a criminal is solitary confinement, is just interaction with other human beings, is something that we crave. And I understand that some of us may consider ourselves antisocial and don't want to be bothered with people. Being away from humanity, there's an inherent sadness.
Is that worse than being in a cellmate, having a cellmate with a 12-inch penis?
No, but it's a different sense. Because
you're jealous, you mean? Gotta look at that thing all day.
There's a different sense of sadness. That's fear, as opposed to or jealousy, as opposed to.
Can you be jealous while fearing it?
Oh, I'm so scared that I love that. I'm so scared I want that. Yeah, but people need people. I think I should write a song like this. But
so why should it be?
Yeah, but really, it's the fact is, like, people want to be liked, and people want to interact with other people. And when you don't, like, as much as you can hate people, oh, I hate them. Stupid people, I hate them. You know, like, I hate 85% of the world, but I still want to interact with people.
See, but you like to hate, and you need people to hate.
Right, but I need to hate, but I need to like people to tell them about the people that I hate. That's need that. True. I need the 15%. I need the 5% nation of Shavlam, and talk to them. It didn't make any sense to you.
Well,
it did actually.
And it's just odd to me because I don't like you know. I guess what you're saying is true, but I don't feel like that way. I wish there were people here. It's just like there's just some kind of sad. You know what it feels like? Okay, when I'm.
Oh man, I was just gonna go someplace so bad.
Like the Christmas show.
Basically, it feels like our chat room or our phone lines.
Oh, our chat room is blowing up right now. We got our buddies in there.
It feels kind of like at the end of like a the sadness at the end of a party. Like if you're really enjoying yourself, and being at work is far from a party. It's far from any like type of fun like that.
You mean at like 3 o'clock in the morning when everyone's going home saying, "Come on, no, we can go to the Blaine's house, bro. I got a guy. You can hook us up. We'll be up all night."
It's just almost like the end of something type of feeling. And I realize it doesn't have to be something that was enjoyable, you know, because it's the end of the workday. What is better normally than the end of the workday? But there's just a sad feeling about the empty building to me. And
yeah, I stay at work late a lot, and I'm alone a lot, or like maybe there's one or two people in the office. It's usually my favorite time of the day. I feel like I can get the most accomplished when there are less people around.
Me too.
But I don't like it when I'm totally alone. I'd like there to be at least one person, two people there with me. But I've had some of the best times of my life at work over the past, you know, couple months, few months, like when there's like one or two people there. Like I'm not alone, but there are less distractions. If I'm dead alone there, I do get that I would be bummed.
So you understand that feeling then? That kind
of, yeah, I don't understand it specifically, that a sadness of an empty building. You know, which by the way, they're playing at Lamoureux too. Sadness
with
an empty
Bloody Cum.
Oh my God, they're so good. They're not so much heavy as aggressive. But I like those guys. But yeah, I don't see the sadness of an empty building. I think it's the sadness of alone. And I don't think it's the building.
But the best part is when somebody does come back in for some reason sometimes, I'm just like, oh, come on.
Now, do you get that? I know you have a big thing with buses. Say you're on a full bus and you're the last person on it. How does that make you feel?
It makes me the last person on it, I don't like. I need at least one other person because I feel
The driver's there.
Well, I feel like either A, the driver's going to start talking to me even if I'm all the way in the back, or B, the driver's going to be like, well, didn't this effing guy get off so I could just cut this bus around and go home? I hate being the last person.
Worst day of my life, like, what was that, like 2-3 months ago, falling asleep in the back of the bus, a little bit drunk, and that driver wouldn't talk to me until he drove me all the way to the end of the line and said, got to get off, like, miles from my house. I had to take a cab at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hated my life for America.
Where?
Not that far, Eltingville.
Where that depot is?
Yep.
Yeah, that still sucks at night, though. Especially if you were drunk.
I were and was, and am when it happened. Yeah, it was.
But it's right near Costco.
Yeah, but they're not open at 3 a.m.
If it was a 24-hour store for you, you wouldn't care where you were.
I went to the gas station across the street. I got some hot nuts.
Of course
I got
you did.
I got some Planters hot nuts and a Snapple, and I walked my ass home and called a cab and waited I wound up hailing a cab on the street, which I'm not supposed to do in San Antonio. That's how I got home. Ugh. But yeah, you're not alone when you're on the bus. There's a bus driver there. I don't see the aloneness there. It's alone.
But I love the feeling of the empty bus. I'm not going to go. You know, I'm not going to. Every time somebody sits too close to me, considering how full the bus is, I'm not going to complain about it. I'm sure it becomes very tiring to hear, but it's just a constant thing people do. So
Eric Ryan, by the way, agrees with you. He used to work overnights all alone in an office, and it was fine most of the time. But at 3:30, when it seemed to be that seemed to be the time when he felt totally lonely, very lonely.
Yeah, working overnight must be weird.
I work overnight a lot, but I'm generally on the phone with someone, and I'm working with someone, essentially. I do a lot of overnight stuff.
I think I'd like it, though.
Yeah, you're hired.
I think it's the sudden change. It's like a weird thing. Like, I noticed a sudden change so much where, like, maybe it's a slight jealousy that everyone else is going home, too, because that does pop into my head sometimes. Wait, these people are on their way home now, and I'm still here.
There is something to that, because I've...
So, it's not that you're alone, that you're left behind.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Downtrodden, forgotten, left in the past, like so much debris to blow in the wind, sadly. But, wait, what?
Like the bag in American Beauty.
Right, exactly.
That makes Brian cry.
It's so beautiful.
That makes Geeks of Rage Brian cry.
Geeks of Rage, Geeks of Rage Show, geeksofrageshow.com every Wednesday night here on Heroes Talk. It's good stuff. I just missed a phone call that I should have answered.
Guy's working overnight anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's working overnight. Actually, you know what? We're working overnight too. It's 9 p.m. Why don't we take a hot break and I'll run out the door for 3 seconds to make the phone call because it's work related and I should probably do that. It's you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com here on Heroes Talk. Thing you do with your ears, place to be, magical wonderland. We'll talk to you guys in a minute.
You're listening to the Heroes Talk Radio Network. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9 for the DJ Newstyle Show.
Frank, if you found out that Steve had passed, would you attend his wake?
That's a very, very good question, because I don't know Steve all that well. I mean, I just know him from on here. He did come to my 40th birthday party, though, so...
That's true.
What if
you could get a guaranteed open casket? Also, first come, first serve, ZD platter.
Oh, please. There's nothing else that you can say.
There probably would be.
Just a couple of sternos and a tin dish of a baked ziti.
Frank, what if I put this in my will? On my death, Frank will not be able to see me dead, but I'll send him a ziti platter from his favorite restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Just as good.
Win-win. Absolutely. Just as good. It's getting a little morbid, but I'm starting to think, what would I do? And because, you know what, you think what I'm going to do, you think, oh, I'm going to... And I'm an insert way you're going to be disposed of here. Oh, I'm going to get cremated. Well, you know what? That's only going to happen if someone lets you get cremated. Frank, do you want to be cremated or do you want to be buried?
No, I will never want to be cremated because what if they can cure what killed me? Then I'll be ashes. How am I going to be bring back to life? How will they be able to resurrect me then?
So whatever you die from, if they can cure it...
If they can resurrect me...
That also hinges on medical science's ability to cure being hollowed out and filled with formaldehyde.
The DJ Newstyle Show is live every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. The thing to do with your ears and the place to be. You're listening to the Hear Us Talk Radio Network. Don't forget to catch the latest episode of Geeks of Rage at geeksofrageshow.com.
Journey is a game on a PS3.
Journey.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's from that game company who made the PS3 sort of hit. Would you call it a hit? Flower.
Oh, the Flow guys.
and Flow.
The guys who made
right.
Flow.
And they pretty much
girls. Already say like the head brain person behind it is Chip.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I know that.
Oh, now everything's awesome, obvious.
Shut up.
Well, anyway, yeah, they made Flow and Flower, which were kind of similar in that they both utilized the PS3's six-axis motion control.
Yeah.
The first one's about that time of the month. The second
yes.
one's about that area.
It's got a similar feel to it in certain ways. You know, at times you're kind of going through this really vast environment and unearthing things. As soon as you get into a stage, you're paired with somebody. And
oh, no.
you can't
you play together or you play against each other.
You play together and you can't speak to each other. They look identical to you. The only thing that's going to distinguish you two is the length of your scars. There was a trophy for meditating for 20 seconds with a partner. So if you press the select button, your character will sit down. That aura that comes out of you, it will, I guess, put your essence onto certain things. Like if you see these scarves, you're in the desert, yeah. and these scarves are sort of waving around looking to be freed. You get near it, you use your shout to cover the whole thing, and then all of a sudden it's free, and it turns into a deck of cards.
Why am I seething with anger with you describing the game?
Because
you hate
Flower, and I'm describing another game that's very much like it, and
yeah.
loving it.
I don't know why. It feels so ambiguous. Like, these people are just like, well, we just made a world, and it's up to you to explore it. That's it, man. Like, I gotta get back on Instagram. Like,
if you wanna
love it.
If you don't want it, then I guess you just
yeah. don't. I imagine everyone playing this on the rug, shoes off, legs crossed, you know.
Check out the latest episode of Geeks of Rage at geeksofrageshow.com, part of the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing to do with your ears and the place to be. Recently, on Best in Show,
they were going to do a commercial, right?
That was a little disjointed. I had a good little bounce.
Dude, I'm so high. I just went outside. I got disjointed outside. It's great.
Oh, you know what you should do then? You should go find some other people that might want to talk to you right now in that condition.
If they did that, I would do it with this song in the background, and it would be on the internet. And by the way, that's a teaser for something that's coming in the future that will be released from Best of Joe.
No, they have
the internet
already.
You just wait. You just wait and see. What will we do on the internet?
Go to ICU2.com. That's what you do. ICU2.
Wait, explain what you're talking about on the internet.
It's wonderful, lovely internet video.
No, explain
video
the ICU2 part. I don't even understand what that means.
ICU2.
The letter I.
The letter C. The letter U.
The
number
two.
.com. ICU2 is the award-winning original video internet chat software. You can chat with hundreds of thousands of people, communities all over the world.
I don't think I can talk to hundreds of thousands of people at the same time.
No solitude. You're not alone, ever.
But that's very taxing to have to deal with that many people at the same time.
From now on, you know what I'm going to do in my building? I'm going to get a laptop, Mac or PC. Yes, that's
Ooh.
Right. I am going to go on to ICU2.com, and as soon as that building is empty, I'm going to say, hey, everybody, I'm not alone anymore.
The empty building will be filled with hundreds of thousands of people.
Hundreds of thousands of people from communities all over the world. You know what my favorite part of ICU2 is?
You can talk to someone from Tobago?
Or Trinidad. Trinidad and Tobago.
No, I don't mess with Trinidad. Hate Trinidad, love Tobago.
But if you can't see them, won't you still be lonely?
I will see them.
What?
Because it's video chat.
No.
Is that
right.
what the C in ICU2
you know
stands
what?
For?
And if I see one there, it's like, you know what? I don't want to see him too anymore. I can block him or her out. ICU2.com. Go there. Get your free download. I guess we went a little long. We get so excited about ICU2.
You didn't think we were going to do a 30-minute commercial for ICU2, so you only picked a 2-minute song?
That was 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
so,
it was.
Start it again. Start it again right now. Let's do this commercial the proper justice. Okay. Hey, Keith.
Yes, sir.
I like ICU2.com. What about you?
ICU2.com. Come on.
It really is. It's a great thing. It really is.
Go to ICU2.com. Get your free download. Try it out. Use it. Follow ICU2 on Twitter.
Why would you follow him on Twitter? Can't you just go to ICU2.com?
He's a funny guy.
Okay.
And
that's a reason.
It's a funny software. I assume ICU2, the software itself, is
like funny.
Haha,
funny?
Not just
or,
a person. Yeah.
Or like ironic,
actually, yeah.
like weird.
A little of both.
So,
ICU2.com.
So you chat, you talk, you internet, it's fun, it's friends, it's magic.
Come on.
It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Here on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears is the place to be. It's a fine, fine radio program, except it's not so fine and it's not quite radio, but we do it anyway. I wanted to say week in and week out, but, you know, we've been lazy lately. And by lazy, I mean had some issues, so we haven't been here as much as we'd like to be. But we're here again. We're back. We're reborn, much like the Christ child after he was sacrificed on the altar of...
What the hell is happening?
What? I thought we were talking... I thought this was the religious portion of the show. I thought I'd go into the whole thing about Golgotha, and we were going to talk about all sorts of exciting things. It's good stuff. That's not an exciting thing. Oh, my God, for some reason, James has a sandcastle built of Christ on the cross that he's showing me on his phone. Why do you have that saved?
This was from 3 weeks ago at South Beach. Still there.
Awesome.
But actually cleaned up and done even more precisely.
Jesus' face now looks like Robert De Niro for some reason.
Exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. Speaking of cleaning it up, Keith, help us out. Make this clean.
No, I'm going to make it worse. I'm going to make it dirtier. So now, this might be old news to people, but, sorry.
I'm Chris comes to, blood.
I'm listening to Sirius Radio, Sirius XM satellite radio, if you will. My favorite new part of my new phone is that it has the app to listen to Sirius on it. And lately, I've been listening to...
Keith and the Girl.
No, just a lot of the sports stations. Like, as I prepared for my fantasy draft, they have an actual fantasy sports station on Sirius.
Okay.
I was listening to that one while I was washing dishes on Saturday morning, and I hear a commercial.
Yes, we all live fantasy lives.
Your life is fantastic. It's a fantasy life. Right.
And I'm listening to it, and I don't think there's any connection between fantastic and fantasy.
Of course it is.
Really?
100%. A life that is fantastic is a life that is filled with fantasy.
Or is it more fanatic?
A fanatic is someone that is... Ooh,
someone who commits fanticide?
I'm going to say that fantastic has to do with fantasy.
But fantasy sports?
By the way, I'm the word nerd. I'm not going to check it. I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to say that anybody in the chat room that's in our chat room filling up by the second. A lot of our old friends are coming and hanging out. Our friends, Lord Snot, Bourgeois Zed, is in the chat room as well. I anybody that can tell me the link between fantasy, fantastic, and fanatic,
and fanticide,
and infanticide, actually, just killing babies constantly. Sorry, back to your fantasy.
Well, in my fantasy, I draft players, but apparently in other fantasies, people do other things.
With those players.
An example would be, I'm listening to the commercials, and there's a commercial of a guy singing how he's on the road a lot.
Again? He just can't wait to be?
Not that song, but something similar. Country, a little country jingle, and how he really misses his family, and, you know, he's in these motels, and he misses his wife and kids, and... He starts singing about how he's an Ashley Madison man.
Oh, Ashley, I'm an Ashley Madison.
So you know that song.
Man.
That's why I said this might be old news.
I like to have sex behind my wife's back. I'm an Ashley Madison man.
I have no idea.
And I'm fantasizing about things.
Fantasize. By the way, Ashley Madison leads to 40% more infanticides than any other firm.
Ashley Madison is the cheat on your spouse website, correct?
Yeah, it's an escort service, basically. It's a legal prostitution site, I guess. I don't really
How's that
know
possible?
I don't know, but that's what it is, basically.
I mean, you're bringing it up here. I'm hoping you would come with facts.
I don't know if it's a dating service, like, you know, to put together people that want to cheat.
Right.
Or if it actually hires women to help you cheat.
Oh, see, I thought it was a dating site for people that want no strings attached. That's what I assumed Ashley Madison was.
Yeah, I just didn't know this existed. And then the funniest part of it to me is that in the commercial they're trying to play onto your sympathy. Again, Chris, you talk about solitude and loneliness.
Sad.
They're trying to tug at your heartstrings, if you will, at this poor guy's.
Oh, it's not a heartstring they're tugging at.
He misses.
What?
This guy misses his family and he misses his wife and kids.
Oh, my child! Let me bang this broad.
Sorry.
So are the commercials comical? I've never heard it.
I have one here, though, that's not intended to be comical, I don't
awesome.
Think.
I love it. You hear I'm it. So excited.
Ashley Madison. Sally didn't know what to do. Her marriage seemed to be almost through, but she heard a commercial that they called controversial. So Sally went with infidelity. It's exciting when you're lonely. The only place to find it on is AshleyMadison.com, a world where like-minded adults come to play.
That song was dedicated to you, the listener, from AshleyMadison.com. So if you're trapped in a sexless marriage, or just want to mix up your playlist, join AshleyMadison.com. It's 100% secure, completely anonymous, and way better than an intern. And I should know, as I have one blowing my flugelhorn right now. She's not very good, and will probably extort me. Then my wife will divorce me, and I'll wish I had joined AshleyMadison.com.
There you have it, our new sponsor.
Ashley
Madison, come on.
I could you send me that? Because I'm gonna put yes. that on my playlist. That's I love that.
You're gonna mix up your playlist.
I love that song. I love infidelity.
You know, Keith, without getting you in trouble, did you go to the website to see if it was like what it was about?
No, I didn't. See, I just assumed it's an escort service. I didn't even think. I realized it's a dating.
Yeah,
service,
it's a dating site for marrieds. Is what it is. It's exactly what it is. It's for discreet bangouts with other people that want discreet bangouts. That's always what I've known Ashley Madison to be. I've never been to the site. It's just what I understood it to be. I feel like they were a sponsor like Opie and Anthony and Ron and Fett.
Well, they're all over satellite radio. Yeah. That's apparently the thing. That's why I said maybe this was something new to me, but apparently, and I think now when Rush Limbaugh had this recent thing where he called that woman a slut, so people started, advertisers started taking their. Removing their ads from his show. Apparently, the owner of this Ashley Madison company offered, and it's not a woman named Ashley Madison, by the way, but offered to buy up all the remaining.
Oddly,
space.
Dolly Madison is the owner. Weird.
I think it's Dolly Parton, though.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he offered to buy up all the space, and they said no. But
sure.
Yeah, so that, but I think they'll. Well, that's the thing. I think they'll pretty much. Their goal is to advertise anywhere and everywhere possible. So I present to the listeners of Hear Us Talk. If Ashley Madison was a sponsor of Hear Us Talk, would you have a problem with it?
Of course they wouldn't. Of course they would.
I try to pretend our listeners have morals or something.
How about this? Forget about trying to get which celebrities he's supposed to get. You're supposed to get
Nancy
Aaron
McKeon.
Gray. Okay. Instead of Nancy McKeon, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unfair.
Yeah, it is.
You have no chance of getting her.
Battle of the Network Stars. She caught
look up
touchdowns.
Aaron Gray, which he's done. It's impossible.
I know. I'm dealing with Marky Post, and I couldn't even figure it out. Here's this. Forget about Nancy McKeon. If you can get Ashley Madison to advertise on Best in Show, offer them or on Hear Us Talk, any of the shows, any of the fine shows here, Geeks of Rage show, Hate Us Talk, the DJ News Style show, any one of the fine, fine programs associated with the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, get them to advertise on our thing.
It only costs them $50
free.
A spot.
Free. $7.
No, the whole point of
$7. $7 an ad if you can get Ashley Madison.
Why? Why would you do that? The whole point is to get money out of them.
Yeah, $7. Why don't you go buy with
I'll
$7?
I'll give
$7.
Right. Yeah, do you need to pay a toll in 1998?
Yes. It's exactly what I need to do. No, I'd be proud to be
an Ashley Madison man.
No, I'd be proud to have Ashley Madison be associated with our family.
Is that the next step, that we all have to find a paid sponsor?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Screw the getting in a
no, wash. You're not going to screw Aaron Gray. That's disgusting and inappropriate.
Unless you both happen
what
to
if, what
put
if
profiles
I
on
Ashley Madison.
Yeah, I'd love the idea. No, get by all means, I don't think there's anything wrong with infidelity, I guess.
Either does Ashley Madison.
Apparently, yeah. I'm blown away by their
forward.
Their advertising campaign is a little shocking for me. But hey, good for them. Good for them and good for you. But yeah, I don't think it's hookers. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I realized that afterwards.
I'm pretty sure it's just married bang out lookers or infidelitous searchers.
Apparently, I don't know why it's funny to me, but the owner of the company apparently started like a war with like Craigslist.
What do you mean?
Like, he's went around all over the place bad-mouthing Craigslist, I guess, because it's like competition. Because I guess for a while, Craigslist was a place where people would do that. But I think then people started having body parts turn up in landfills. So
I don't understand where the money comes in at Ashley Madison.
Well, you just probably sign up like a dating service.
So you got to pay?
That's the thing, man. I don't know. I would hate to denigrate, if that's a word, our new sponsor.
Nah,
before he even signs the deal, but I feel like there's something a little shady going on with this whole deal. I feel like they make sure there's always a woman, a married woman, ready to go or whatever it is.
Why are you holding your fingers up in the end and doing like air quotes when you say married woman? I don't understand what you mean by that.
Because I think that she might maybe
be paid.
Not, yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Wait, I don't understand what you mean by that. I'm confused with what you mean by that.
Watch it. This guy's free and loose with the lawsuits.
Understood. Yeah, I'm going to say that it's really married people that are looking to spice up their life. I really wanted to hear the ad of the guy who loved his kids. That's why he was going
to
bag a drink.
I was desperately trying to find that today. I just couldn't find it anywhere. Next week, I promise.
I love my child. I got to bang a whore. You know, like, I don't get that.
Yeah, I wish I would try to find it right now, but I spent the entire day looking for it, so I don't think that.
Well, when they advertise on our program here, we can ask them to use that one.
Awesome. Yeah. I figured that guy could phone it in.
Our friend Lord Snot is saying in the chat room, the tagline is "Life is short, have an affair."
It absolutely is. They got their commercial turned down by the Super Bowl and by whoever was airing the Super Bowl and by.
My money's not good here. I can't pay for this because you've decided that it's not moral enough for you. F you.
And they wanted it all over New York taxi cabs and buses and
all the more reason. It's no longer $7. $4 for every ad here on
you're going to give them $4 for every ad they run.
Hell yeah. I think it's unfair. I think we should spread the word to the 12 to 13 people that listen to this program, six of them being us. I think we should spread the word. I think Ashley Madison's got I like their business model, and I like
their mission statement.
I like their mission statement. I like their plan. I'm good for them.
Ashley Madison.
Come on. Best in show. That's what I'm supposed to say, right? Best in show, bestinshowradio.com. Yeah.
Bestinshowradio.com.
Please take it. I have no interest in talking about anything.
It's
a talk radio show. I don't want to talk.
I have more things to complain about Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
So I've yet to delete my Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Because of the new Staten Island hardcore fan page on Facebook.
Oh, I don't even go.
You can't. You know what? It's great.
No, it's not.
No, it really is.
You know what? I went on there for 5 minutes. Our friend Ron sent me an invite. I went on there for 5 minutes, and the same fights and egos that used to be at these clubs in Staten Island were now just bitter old people fighting.
It was enjoyable for 15 minutes.
I enjoy it. I still enjoy it to this day. I go there, I look.
I don't know. Every now and then I'll just see if anything's remotely relevant. And it's typically not.
I look and enjoy it.
Wasn't then, isn't now.
I don't want to take a step back, but our friend Bourgeois Zed is saying they don't have to charge for advertising for Ashley Madison. They just have to extort the people after they've used the site. That's where the money comes in. It's brilliant.
Blowing my flugelhorn, by the way, that guy said in the commercial. It's better than an intern. I got one blowing my flugelhorn right now.
She's weird, not even good.
I don't understand how playing music means something. I don't understand
it. An intern, no less. And better than an intern. Apparently that was another tagline, by the way. Ashley Madison, better than an intern.
Good for them. They're great. Yeah,
I guess it's related to the Bill Clinton thing. I don't know. Is that like...
Yeah, I know. It's 2012. Why wouldn't it be related to the Bill Clinton thing? But it really is. That's what people are thinking when you say that. Sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack you and bring you back to Ashley Madison, your favorite website of
Facebook
all time.
Facebook and Twitter are two other favorites.
Yeah. What?
St. Patrick's Day passed recently.
I'm sorry. My condolences.
You would think that was necessary because apparently...
St. Patrick is dead.
Apparently St. Patrick is dead. And apparently St. Patrick's Day is something that makes people very angry. And I understand that St. Patrick's Day is yet another day that idiots get drunk and hit the streets.
Bro, amateur hour.
And it's not even the amateur hour stuff, though. It's just the constant, like, the fact that people every half an hour need to post updates. I just saw someone urinating in the street. Two people were drinking in public. This and just constantly going on and on. All right, you
are
all
your friends employees of Fox News.
I wasn't even saying that they were following me. I'm very confused.
Just any day.
Yeah, exactly. It was Thursday. What was I going to do?
Like, I get it that you don't like St. Patrick's Day enough. Just who cares? You don't like St. Patrick's Day. You don't like the fact that people are drunk in the street. I'm tired of hearing about it for the entire day. That's something that annoys me.
So you don't like complaining.
I love to complain. I love when people hear me complain and say, you know what? That guy's spot on. I just don't like reading other people's complaints, especially about something like that. And especially when it's people our age complaining that the place they're going to is too crowded with people from St. Patrick's Day. First of all, just stop. Sit in your house.
That's what I did.
Stop going out.
That's what I did.
Stop pretending you need to go out to a bar and hang out and have fun.
I had the greatest day on Saturday, St. Patrick's Day. It was terrific. I just hung out at a tattoo shop all day. It was nice.
I was here for 4 hours working.
Not so much fun.
It wasn't too bad.
Okay. Wasn't suggesting it was a penalty.
And then I went to add falafels at Ibby's.
Did you?
Yes.
Good for you. Yeah. I've never been to the St. Patrick's Day parade.
I've never celebrated or done anything on St. Patrick's Day.
And granted, I'm a recluse. I understand that. I'm a hermit. I'm somebody that doesn't like to leave the house. But when you're in your 30s, your late 30s, and you're complaining that the bathroom and the bar on this Saturday night that somebody vomited in because it's St. Patrick's Day, why are you in the bathroom bar? And you're not going to see a band. You're not going for specific reasons. Stop hanging out at the bar.
Because they're drunk.
They should be.
They're drunks.
I love the fire in Keith's eyes right now.
That other people go out and I don't want to, so I don't want them to either.
You're very passionate about this.
While we're on the subject.
Where were you at that time?
I was home on my couch.
Doing at what? Jody's Tavern.
Watching How I Met Your Mother.
What else? Staring at Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
There's no reason, man. I'm just asking questions. Think of me as someone trying to understand the facts. I just want the facts, ma'am. I don't want anything else. I'm just trying to understand exactly what happened here.
Sorry, I don't know what's going on with me here, but
you're getting emotional.
No, I think I'm just choking on nothing. But while we're at it, while we're on the subject, you're not occupying a damn thing if you're sitting home posting music videos. If you're sitting home posting music videos and posting clips and referring to people that are occupying Wall Street as we and what we're doing.
No one is occupying Wall Street anymore. That stopped entirely. It's every place else but Wall Street.
I had to walk out of my building through a bunch of dirty hippies today.
You don't work anywhere near Wall Street.
Okay, sorry. Well,
occupying Center Street.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, I mean Chambers. I'm sorry.
Much better.
Close one.
You're not occupying a damn thing. You're occupying your laptop. Stop saying we. Stop referring to solidarity amongst people that are actually at least out somewhere.
You can't feel part of a movement without being there?
Are you the same way with sports?
With saying we for a sports team?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yes.
Good.
Us Nets. We're going to get good when we go to Brooklyn. I'm telling you. When we go to Brooklyn, the Nets, we're going to be good.
Bourgeois says in the chat, people play Fantasy Occupy. It's the greatest thing in the world. Oh, sorry. Thanks for the advertisement, Ustream. We appreciate it.
I just assumed that was another Ashley Madison commercial.
Yeah, well, they're yelling. They're excited. They love that joke. It was the best
one ever. Fantasy Occupy.
Fantasy Occupy is awesome. I can't wait to play.
Yeah, that was just one that bothered me.
Keith hates things. I forgot. That's our whole bit.
So hateful.
Keith hates things.
And the funniest thing about me hating things is I'm probably guilty of just doing similar things, but they're tweaked a little bit. So
I don't want to make a big thing out of it. You were occupying. You were occupying something.
What was the other thing? Because my notes got a little messed up here. Oh, okay. I understand.
Why do they call it a driveway if you park in it?
I understand that Whitney Houston didn't lead the cleanest life of anyone out there.
No, she didn't.
I think, and we touched on this one already. I discussed previously the hatred of did we discuss this? Or have we not done a show since
Whitney Houston
died?
We haven't done a show since Whitney.
I thought we did.
I remember the flag being lowered thing we talked about.
Maybe.
Well, I understand Whitney Houston didn't lead the cleanest life. I'm not going to go through that rant again. And I understand that you don't like the Monkees as much as maybe me or some other people do.
Last Train to Clarksville is one of the best songs ever recorded. I'm just saying that. Every time someone complained about the fact that they didn't care about Davy Jones, Last Train to Clarksville is one of the best songs ever recorded, period.
I understand that you don't care, but the stupidity, the sheer stupidity behind the anti-Davy Jones posts.
Well, what about this band? I hope when this band member dies, that I hope when members of this band die, everyone's gonna care as much as about Davy Jones.
First of all, the band you like sucks, whoever they are.
Alkaline Trio is good, bro.
Oh God, no. Especially.
I threw out one that I knew would make both of you mad. Okay.
Yeah, that was just something that was driving me insane.
Like, oh, you know, I don't care about Davy Jones because why does everyone care about?
But what
Davy
about his
Jones?
Locker?
Are they good?
They can't be.
No, they can't. It was just another thing that drove me insane. The fact that people are now taking time to tell us that they don't care about.
I don't care enough to tell you that I don't care. Good for them. You know what? God rest your soul, Davy Jones. God rest your soul, Whitney. I find it odd that Whitney's daughter is marrying her brother, but that's another whole story.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Her brother marrying him. That's what it's about.
So that is her brother?
It's a stepbrother.
Brother.
Good for
good for both of them.
There's no blood relation whatsoever.
We are the saddest pieces of garbage in the world. If you could find someone that shares something with you and wants to have affection and maybe some sexual satisfaction with you, okay, go for it. Enjoy yourself. Have a blast. We're sad, awful human beings. And you could find someone that wants to be there with you, go for yourself.
Especially on, what, Ashley Madison? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but that's infidelity. And so there's no affection there. It's only
no,
banks.
Ashley Madison's new incest wing.
Mm.
You want some incest wings?
Did it get you right
Hooters,
here?
I was going to say Hooters. Hooters incest wings are so good. I love them. They're so delicious.
Starving to hell right now.
So that's pretty much it. There was something else that bothers me, but I'll
Come
show
on.
Next week.
You want to wait till
I'll
next
remember.
Week?
Yeah, because I can't remember what the other thing was, but I forgot to write it down. But
you know what annoys me? I'm on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com.
Here, that would annoy me too.
Here on Heroes Talk, thing you do with your ears, place to be, Magical Wonderland, Fantasy Cavalcade, and I'm on a program with two other gents, and the two of them are iPhone users. Now, our friend Jimma has joined you, Keith, in the iPhone world, and he's.
I thought I joined him.
No. He said 2 weeks ago. He just.
Yeah, I had one.
But you had one.
I had one previously.
Okay.
But that's back in the olden days. Now.
You know what? He was in Steve Jobs' guest book first.
Okay. Well, I understand. The fact that he was an Android person and he jumped over to the darkness of the iPhone world makes me feel a little crummy. But that said, about, I'm going to say a week ago, five, 6 days ago, suddenly, my Android phone decided it just doesn't want to work anymore. Right before the break, my phone was ringing. I can only use default rings on my phone now because my phone will no longer recognize a sound card. Not a sound card, a SD card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, my phone, when it rang, would just say network connection. Like, it just started picking its own sounds.
I feel like it's the shelf life. You're having problems with your phone,
and
now
and a half.
I'm at the point that my phone now just doesn't want to work anymore. When I took the SD card out, I'm good and everything works. I just have to deal with like system default things. But like I can't I haven't listened to a podcast in a week now. It's killing me.
Have you tried a different SD card?
No, I would have to go out and be able to buy one.
Or you can ask me to see if you can use my SD card from my Droid phone.
Weird. This is weird and awkward right now. I feel a little uncomfortable with this whole
thing. That's okay. You can buy one.
Hold on. Keith, can you excuse me a second?
Sure.
Actually, listeners, can you excuse us for a second? Hey, James, what's up, man?
What's up?
Yo, do you know anybody that has a micro SD card that I could borrow?
Yeah, my daughter does.
Oh. Think she'll loan me that?
I'll ask her.
Okay, thanks. All right, we gotta get back to the show.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, so it no longer recognizes my micro SD card. So my ringers don't work. My podcasts don't work. I can't take photographs, which I've been trying. I don't usually use the camera on my phone. I've been trying for the past week. For some reason, I've had like six pictures I've needed to take, most of them of me naked, and I can't do it. And it kind of sucks. So I need to do something about my phone. For, I'm going to say, 14.3 seconds, I actually said to a friend of mine, maybe I should just get an iPhone.
You should.
And my friend said, ooh, it's so great. Yeah, get yourself an iPhone. It's going to be awesome. Wait, so your phone is
his name Wacky Timmy?
Yes. And the bird. Wacky Timmy and the bird. Is that what FaceTime is?
No, you can take a picture yourself.
There's a camera on either side of the phone. Yep. For those that are not listening live, Jimmy was just pointing his camera of his phone at me. Yeah, I can't do any of that stuff.
You would if you got an iPhone.
Oh, yeah, I am not going
to. Listen to Wacky Timmy.
You know what happens, though? Then I have to install iTunes on my computer.
So?
And I don't want to be involved with that.
But you don't need to do anything else with that. I don't have any music on my phone.
I do.
Do
you know what your Zune is for?
My Zune hasn't been used in months.
But it's so... Okay. What's wrong with iTunes?
What?
What's wrong with iTunes?
They're controlling me, man.
Outside my building today.
I like doing things the way that I do them. I don't want to have to learn new. Not to listen to songs. I have MP3s. I want to put an MP3 on my phone and listen to it. I don't want to have to convert it to an M4P.
You can leave your MP3s on your computer at home and stream them to your phone.
I do with Google Music. So, oh, sorry, my iCloud.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So enjoy your broken phone.
I will. Now I'm gonna get a Droid Bionic Razer Max phone. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna get a flip phone. I'm gonna get myself. You know, I'm gonna get a real Razer.
What's that new phone? It's like this big. Did you see it? The commercials. It's half phone, half tablet,
half man.
No, it's about this big.
Okay. What would that be? That would be an 8x6. An 8x6.
Is it an iPad?
8.5 by 5.5.
Okay, I'll take that too. GoatWeed, our friend, is saying the term Galaxy Nexus. Maybe I'll get myself a Galaxy Nexus. Because you know what? I support GoatWeed. GoatWeed supports me. He knows that Android is the wave of the future.
No, Windows Phone.
All right, I'm doing that too.
I had one of those. Which was awesome for 6 months until it broke.
No, it wasn't.
The HTC Touch Pro 2.
It wasn't awesome for 6 months.
It was really good.
Day three, when you realized you couldn't text people, it sucked. Wait, or was that just you didn't text me? No, I'm with it.
What do you hate about iPhones, though?
He hates anything Apple just inherently.
That's all it is. It's I am being a jerk.
I was like that, too, until I got the iPhone and I realized I was being silly.
I have enjoyed the work of an iPhone. I have enjoyed...
Forgot about my iPods.
Yeah, I've never owned an iPod. I've never owned an iPhone. I never will.
I own 4 Apple computers.
Okay.
I have...
I'm glad.
2 other iPods aside from my phone.
It's working out for you.
It works great.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I have no interest.
I know.
I have.
You like broken stuff.
I have. Yes, I like broken stuff. I have friends that I do essentially freelance IT work for them, and I've dealt with a MacBook Pro. I've dealt with. Oh, sorry, an AirBook. AirBook.
It's an AirBook too.
Yeah. An AirBook. I've dealt with a MacBook Pro. I've dealt with the iPhone. I've jailbroken phones for people. I help them. I make ringers for people in the stupid MR4 format that I need to. I've done it all for them. I know how to use them. Don't have an interest. I don't like the idea of this whole iTunes thing. I'm really
what a maniac.
I'm really hung up on iTunes. I want to be able to drag and drop crap on my phone.
iTunes is all, aside from the fact that the iPod, since I got an iPod and first installed iTunes, iTunes is what I use on my PC just to listen to music.
That's because you're a douche. No, and I use Google Music.
No, you don't. That doesn't exist, does it?
I'll show you.
What's Google Music?
If I didn't have 14, if I
wasn't going to get rid of this year,
totally with Wave and Google Plus, yeah, absolutely. Poor sad sons of bitches.
Come on, I forgot an IBM computer.
This is my work computer. Stop it. My computer at home is
an Acer.
Is an HP. It's real sick.
Here's the best part.
Wasn't recording the show and streaming the show from the same computer at the same time on a non-Apple computer, mind you, I would be able to pull up Google Music, and Google Music is great.
As you were saying that, I just was clicking on my iPhone. I was clicking on my email because I saw I had a new one, and the email
that
I just
got. Were you right-clicking or left-clicking?
I was just touching. That's all you have to do.
No.
And I was getting an email saying, reminder, Google Wave is sunsetting in 2012.
That's sad.
I don't even know what Google Wave is.
I was so psyched with Google Wave.
That's the
email I just got.
I'll have you know, before the show, I was outside and I received the same email. I actually thought, oh man, should we talk about it on the show? And I was like, oh wait, I'm one of six people that signed up for Google Wave. So no one even knows anything about
it. So I signed up for this?
No. Probably, actually.
What is it?
It's a live interactive chatting thing where you could like modify.
ICU2 Music?
I know, but it was. Oh no, it wasn't before ICU2.
Nothing was before ICU2.
It had the word Google next to it, so I tried it. Sorry, ICU2. I didn't mean to forsake you.
Adam and Eve were the original spokespeople.
Yeah, I have Google Wave. I have Google Plus, and I don't use any of them. Either of them. I just got the email saying, "Hey, stop signing up for this because it's dead." Google is a great search engine.
I like Google search engine.
They have nice email.
I thought everything.
I like the email too.
Yeah, I don't really use it so much.
Why is Google at odds with I
candy
stuff?
Apple in your book.
I just think it's different.
Why are you pitting them against each other?
Because they hate each other. You didn't hear what happened?
I didn't know about that. I didn't know they broke up.
It got ugly.
One of them went to Ashley Madison.
Oh, yes. It was the iPhone that did.
No. iPhone is faithful. Stop it.
Hell no.
They're going to merge and be googly eye. Just wait.
Isolate that for
I'm going to trademark that right now.
I love it. That's great. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just never got into the Apple thing.
You love to hate.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't. Not anymore. I'm done. I want to love everyone. I don't want to be sad and alone. I want to be.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
Stop leaving work so late.
But there's so much work to be done.
But in that half an hour.
Yeah, I don't. It's not just hating for the sake of hating. Yeah, maybe it is.
Sure it is.
All right, give me the Verizon store. I'm going to go buy an iPhone right now.
I will admit that Apple people were very annoying for years.
You mean the geniuses?
No, not them.
They're the people that do the tech work at their store are called geniuses.
Well, that's kind of douchey, but.
I don't want to say the curse word.
But I would go on.
Funk you, okay?
I would go online. Yeah, because that's fine. That's not explicit.
What, funk?
You always say something motherfucking stupid to ruin a whole funking show.
I'm sorry.
I'd rather bring myself to the geek squad.
No, I wouldn't. I'd rather fix it myself.
So then you don't need a genius.
I just call Brian when I have a problem. But when I don't call Brian, I hate when you go – like sometimes I would post something like just wanting – not really feel like – feeling like
– Speaking of Brian just chimed in, Keith made us all download Google Wave as an early device to collaborate behind the scenes for the show and then probably forgot about it and never used it.
I did?
The show?
I think that you were behind
I think I had something to do with it, but that's fine. Oh, great.
Why does he remember that? You know, I – sometimes I'll post on – I used to post on like Facebook or it might have even been MySpace or something. Hey, does anyone
Friendster.
Know – does anyone know why I'm getting this error message?
Bunk. That was a head our heads bunking together going for the same joke.
I thought you were double teaming me.
Yeah.
Something about, like, you know, I'm getting this error message or a file, something like some kind of problem with a Windows computer, and I would see, oh, six responses. All right, I'm going to get some help here.
Buy a Mac. Buy a Mac. Apple doesn't have that problem.
So I understand where you're coming from. Mac people were
problem.
Freaking annoying for a while.
It's not my problem.
Oh, then that was the only legitimate problem you could have had. Get the goddamn
iPhone. So Mac people are like Yankee fans to you.
Stop being a funking idiot.
Paying double the price for the same thing that a PC will do.
That's
because there's a, how much, how much there's a glowing Apple on it.
How much was your Droid?
No, I didn't pay for it.
Same price as an iPhone.
No. I disagree.
The Droid X was $200 new when we got it.
Okay.
$200 for the iPhone.
I don't want to do this.
Same price.
Can we move on?
It's okay.
I don't want to be wrong. Okay. Can we please move to another topic, please? Thank you. My phone's broken. I'd like it to be fixed. I'm going to get myself a Droid Bionic, and it's going to be the best thing of my life. I don't need to jailbreak it to make it do the things that my phone does naturally. Stop looking at my broken phone. It's broken. Sometimes things break.
There's all sorts of hacked stuff in there, though, isn't there?
No.
Because I used to use it, too.
No, I don't. My phone's not hacked. Rooted. It's rooted. Oh. It's not hacked. It's a different thing entirely.
Well, you know what? This isn't exactly a topic. But I just remembered the other day I was in
New Style's attacking me in the chat room now too. Well, for not going Mac.
See, I wouldn't.
No, I'm not attacking you for not going Mac. I'm attacking you for not for
being closed-minded.
Yes,
I'm ignorant.
Ignorant.
You are ignorant.
Could I tell you 2 weeks ago? Total topic change.
From no topic to no.
2 weeks ago, I was at a bar, hanging out, drinking with some friends.
Complaining about St. Patrick's.
I was yelling about how Macs suck for some reason. No, I was hanging out at a bar, and I don't know how the topic started with a good friend of ours. Somehow my atheism got brought up as a topic for conversation, because obviously politics and religion are the two things you bring up when you're hanging out, wherever you are. And I was called ignorant because you're just being ignorant because I couldn't accept the fact that the world is too perfect. There has to be a God. That was the logic of the argument that was faced towards me. And I said, you want to believe what you want to believe? Go for yours, dude. I'm not forcing you to do anything. I'm not saying anything. I sit back. When you engage me, I'll respond, and that's it. I get I'm an atheist, and maybe that's not a popular decision or whatever, but I was called ignorant.
Do I know this person?
Yes, you do. I was ignorant because I base my decisions in provable facts. That's ignorance. Not the fact that I accept that there's some sort of magic beyond the world. And when you say ignorant, still to this day, weeks later, this is the thing that I think. As soon as I hear the word ignorant, I'm like, I was called ignorant. You're just being ignorant because you're not really accepting the fact that the world is too perfect. It had to have been designed by an intelligent designer. It has to have been God.
I'm trying to get who that is who said that to you by the voice.
Nope. Nothing to do with the voice. Aeneas from Warcraft.
You hang out with Warcraft characters?
Yes, I do.
And you think there's no God?
I don't believe in God, but I believe in Warcraft. That's true. Yeah. Ah.
That's, to me, that's just insanity.
Yep. 100%. And I don't want to go into this. I never want to go on the show and go on an anti-God rant. I don't want to do that. It's not my thing. I mean, it's my thing when the mics are off. But it's not my – I don't want to do that here. It was
– you got to buy a Mac or a Prey.
Oh, my God. I sneezed, coughed, and left all at the same time as that was happening. Oh, would I rather buy a Mac or Prey? Well, I've prayed. I have prayed in my life. I'd rather buy a Mac.
Okay.
It's just silly to me. And again, it's not my point. It's just, like I said, I hear the word ignorant, and that's immediately where my brain is transported to. The idea of ignorance is somehow a relation to
science,
to taking the science and shoving it away. I'm being ignorant by paying attention to science. But anyway. Sorry, Keith. What were you saying? Something about Jesus? You were talking about Jesus and Golgotha for some reason.
I was just saying something very important. I was on CVS the other day.
You were on Facebook. You were on the Staten Island Hardcore website. and a friend.
No,
and
I don't go on there.
And somehow friends were communicating with each other. And now, in the year 2012, 200,000, no, only 2,000, 2012, people reached out to you and said, hey, your old band Sandwich recorded a record and you never put it out. You recorded it back in 2003, I believe, 2002, maybe. And they said, hey, you know what? I'm going to mix your record for free now, today. Let's do it. So now, some 9 to 10 years after the record was released, there's going to be some hardcore punk rock silliness associated with my childhood that is going to be released within the next, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 weeks. This kid took 12 songs that could not be mixed by multiple engineers. It was touched by multiple people that said, hey, let's try and make a record out of this. Couldn't do it. This kid, inside of one night. No.
Kid?
Kid. I'm not going to mention names here. Actually, you know, I will. Chris Furs. Chris Furs,
I don't know him, so mention it all you want.
Yeah, but he wants people to contact him inside of 1 to 2 nights. Mixed 7 of these songs that people could not do, and they're brilliant mixes. Perfect. And the Sandwich record is now going to come out now, some 115 years after it was recorded. And it's weird. It's weird to listen to old punk rock silliness that I was involved with at a younger time in my life and be like, yeah, and be psyched on it. Our buddy Jay, our buddy Jay Carter from the message board from heroestalk.com/forum.
From the Monty Love message board.
From the Monty Love message board as well. Current bass player of Sheer Terror. He was the singer and bass player of the band and the genius behind the vast majority of what our band was.
He worked at the Apple Store?
Yes, he did work at the Apple Store. He was a genius. But yeah, this record is going to come out now. It's weird to me. And as a result, I'm going to guess the band is going to be playing again. The talk has come out. So I'm going to be playing hardcore punk rock.
Who played drums in that album?
That would be Dennis.
Oh, was Dennis
that would
that
be
record? Okay.
Debo of the Monty Love and Five to Go and
Malvert.
Malvert, like 1,600 other bands. He's like Staten Island's resident. I play drums for everybody.
He's the modern Elway.
Indeed he is. But yeah, is that what you wanted to talk about? You want to talk about the fact that the Sandwich record's coming out?
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Cool.
And John Elway, ironically enough, and his new quarterback, Peyton Manning. And Tim Tebow, your favorite religious person, who will definitely call you ignorant.
I'm sure he would. Ignorant. Ignorant.
I think Tim Tebow would actually call you an ignoramus.
I disagree with your assertion that there is not a God because I want to believe that there is. Okay. I could take that. That's your choice. Feel free to do so. To claim that I am lacking the insight into some real intelligence and knowledge because nothing real has been presented to me? Stop it. Stop it, you son of a bitch. I'm talking to you, Keith.
Stop being ignorant.
I'm talking directly to you.
I don't know what the hell I was going to talk about.
You're in CBS.
Sorry.
Yeah, that wasn't even a story. I was just mentioning that in conversation that I was in CVS. I was in CVS the other day behind this kid online, and this kid is a complete Guido. Okay.
By the way, now, Lord Snot, yes, it is a boob you see behind me.
And didn't I mention that earlier today? If
yes, you
can
did.
See it.
Yes, you did. We're just, at this point, just trying to sidetrack Keith. I want him to never get to this topic. There's 9 minutes left of the show. We can keep going with something else.
We can.
It's funny because I don't know why he's going to talking
it's
about
funny
this.
Because
it wasn't a story,
true.
But there was this kid that was a Guido, and he's on his phone waiting to buy cigarettes, and he's talking on the phone, and he's like, whatever, Mo, you know, using all the standard Guido words, and then he's just like, but you know,
he was well spoken,
and he's like, it's going to be a lot of Russians, though. It's going to be a lot of Russians. So, and like, I'm thinking now, all right, so this kid, you know, and obviously if you see a Guido, they don't have to be Italian, but you assume they probably are, you know, or you know, they could be obviously Guidos and Italians are associated because that's a description mm-hmm. of like a certain Italians that fit that stereotype, but you know, he could be anything. But in this case, I'm assuming this guy is, especially now that he's now taking another group and saying, you know, oh, there's going to be a lot of Russians though. So I'm thinking he's saying he doesn't want to go to whatever this place is because there's going to be a lot of Russians. And then slowly I'm starting to detect a little accent in this kid. And he's like, no, but there's going to be a lot of Russians. Are you sure that's okay? You know, cause, you know, there's going to be a lot of us there. So now I'm realizing he is Russian. This Guido is Russian. And then he says, well, it's just, this is going to be a problem because you know me. Like, I
hold on a second. I thought that Guido Russians were called Armenian. I didn't realize that they were different things.
And he's like, you know, there's going to be a lot of Russians there. And you know me, I don't like Italians.
That's true.
I just thought that I got a kick out of that. Why on earth I was ever bringing that up in the first place, I don't know. But that's just what got stuck in my head when you started being all funkin' ignorant. Before,
I'm sorry.
Why did you get called ignorant?
Because he loves God.
I really thought you were.
Because he has
go
a tattoo of Jesus on his arm.
I actually got fired up for a split second again. I got fired up.
What if Tim Tebow gets traded to the Dolphins, forgetting about his love of God?
Then our quarterback situation will be the same as it is today. Garbage.
They signed Moore for 2 more years. No, Henny for 2 more years.
Super. So.
No offensive line. That's it.
No.
Yeah, I was in Taste Buds today, speaking of, and I was getting a snack.
The aforementioned health food store, relatively close to where Best in Show Hear Us Talk studios are.
Yes.
And Hear Us Talk, by the way, fine radio network featuring the DJ New Style Show every Tuesday night, Hate Us Talk every Wednesday night, and Geeks of Rage. They've been doing Sundays, I think, but it's always a download, so it's never live, so I never know when it really is. Sorry, taste buds.
I had one of those moments where 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, I would have said something, but now I just don't even want to deal with people. There's a whole section where you can, like, get, you know, either nuts or other things. There's open containers where you take tongs or a spoon and you spoon it into a bag.
Right.
This fat little Italian guy, really loud, just real obnoxious.
Sure, he wasn't Russian?
No, yeah. Whatever.
By the way, it's been driving me crazy that I said Armenian before when I meant Albanian.
Albanian.
I'm so
I was waiting for you to
I'm
figure
so,
it out.
No, I figured it out like a second after this. I was like, oh, you're such a dick. Anyway.
And this guy opens up one of the containers, sticks his hand right in it with all open, you know, just food that people can just kind of pick out.
With all open sores.
And so it's picking through it to pick out what he wants and puts it in his bag.
Wait, what was it?
I don't remember which one specifically, what it was.
The guacamole?
No. It wasn't one of the buffets. It's down the same aisle. It's like nuts and grains get.
And so there's like a spoon there.
For every one of them.
A handful of nutritional yeast he grabbed.
And I thought a couple years ago, I would have said something right there and then got into an argument. And then it would have got ugly. But now, I just don't care. I do care. I just don't want to get into a fight. I don't know if that's being older or – I actually think about the possibility of being arrested.
And you probably will.
And that goes all the way back to, you know, just even saying something because looking at this guy, I know he's going to have – oh, what's your problem? You know, you stuck your hand, and that's what I found.
How old was the guy?
Probably about 40, early 40s.
All right.
And, you know, because I used to yell at people while I was driving. People used to pull over their car, get out of their car, and come up to my window. I'm like, you blew a red light. I yelled at you, so you're going to get out of your car. And that's just kind of what it comes to. And I just see myself now. I got to shut my mouth because I feel like no matter what I do, it's going to escalate and turn into some sort of confrontation.
A guy got out of an Escalade? One of them Cadillacs?
Wouldn't surprise me. I had a guy right in front of my office do that one time. He cut me. He made a turn from the left lane, cut me off. I yelled at him, pulled in front of me, got out of his car, got out of my window.
This.
It happened with it's happened more than a few times. And I actually think if I say something, that's going to happen. I'm not going to shut up. The guy's not going to shut up. I'm going to wind up getting arrested.
And you most likely will because – you know, any, there's no more like somebody else started a fight and you fought back. That's all settled later after everyone's arrested.
You can't say anything to anyone doing anything wrong without them, you know, blowing up or going off the handle. Like, oh, what's your problem? Like, well, the problem is you're sticking your dirty, disgusting hands into food. But I don't know. It annoys me that I didn't say anything. At the same time, I know if I did, it would have turned something up.
It would have been ill-advised for your future to say something, but it was ill-advised against your spirit / morals / thought process to let it slide.
Yeah,
I hear it. I understand.
And I find that happening all the time now. Whether I'm drunk, because I'm just surrounded by.
Did you say whether I'm drunk?
Yeah, no. I heard you say that.
Did I?
Yeah. Are you drunk right now?
No.
That's me.
And I'm constantly finding people annoying the crap out of me, and I want to say something, but I'm just annoyed at thinking about it. So,
luckily for you, you have an outlet to say that. It's here on Heroes Talk every Monday night. It's a program called Best in Show. You can come in here. You can vent.
Were you the last 3 weeks?
You could wave your Apple flag. You could talk about the ignorant non-Jesus lovers. You could do all that. It's what we're going to do. It's a program. We're going to try and do it every week. I'm going to try and hide for a lot of them because I hate being alive. And that's the way things go. There's no reason for you to yell at me. Sorry, I was just looking at meters and feeling that things might be too low, too loud. I don't know how everything works. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out for the triumphant return of Best in Show. What, you thought I was going to hit the post?
Triumphant?
I didn't even know where the post came at. 9:59.
Special thanks to us for being awesome. And special thanks to all of our friends for coming and hanging out in the chat room, being a part of this thing. We love you all. We appreciate you being here. And you know what? We're going to make every effort to be here again next week. What day is it? Monday. So that means tomorrow, DJ Newstyle Show. What does it mean the day after that? It's Hate Us Talk. What does it mean the day after that? Download the Geeks of Rage show that you should have downloaded already from yesterday. And we'll see you back here next Monday.
8 p.m.
Word. Cocky Sock, Steamroller, roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio, 88. Peace. You should have been more respectful. No, DJ Newstyle, we will not be spreecasting. I don't know anything about spreecast at this point, and I just want to go home and go to sleep.
He used to be on the Knicks.
He was sick, but then he choked that guy, right?
Carlissimo.
He shouldn't have put his hands in that stuff.
He should have been more respectful. We just had a whole conversation about muscles size to size. I love it.